WCHL News Director Blake Hodge here in the studio with a couple of updates on some stories that we're following. First of all, really quickly, an update on the pedestrian bridge issue in downtown Chapel Hill. This is the garbage truck that ran into the pedestrian bridge on
Correct.
East Rosemary Street, and that road's still been closed and will remain closed to through traffic until tomorrow. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, they are expecting to complete the work that needs to be done before they can reopen the roadway. They expect to have that done tomorrow night. So through the evening commute on Wednesday, do not anticipate using the 100 block of East Rosemary Street. I know it's just a little stretch, but it's right downtown, so it can still be very inconvenient there. But the pedestrian bridge is going to have to be totally reconstructed. So that's going to be a little while, could take a few months, was the quote that was in an email from Roger Stancil to the town council, saying this is going to have to be reconstructed, certified for use, all that kind of stuff.
So do they have to take down the bridge and rebuild it from scratch?
I would imagine like they are looking at a couple of different things to be able to they have a couple of different sets of eyes on it from town staff and third-party contractors and things like that. So I'm sure if there's a way to do it quicker or anything like that, they will. But the wording that was put out earlier was reconstructed and then certified for use again. So,
so
it could be a little while for that, but the roadway could be open, anticipated to be open tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. So avoid Rosemary Street between now and then at that stretch of road anyway, but tomorrow night it'll be back open. So that's that with the pedestrian bridge issue we've been following. The other thing that we're following today is, and this is not directly related to the fact that we had ICE raids in Orange County and across the state last week, but on a very similar iteration of the same issue, and we've seen this happen in other parts of North Carolina and across the country, but it's happening now here in Chapel Hill, that there is a resident of Greensboro, right,
Correct.
Who is undocumented, fleeing from Honduras, right?
Honduras, a domestic violence situation,
mm-hmm. right, who has now facing potential deportation and potentially being sent back to Honduras, back to the domestic violence situation that she fled. It was taken sanctuary in a church in Chapel Hill.
Correct. It's the Church of Reconciliation in Chapel Hill. It shares its space on Elliott Road with the Mennonite Fellowship in Chapel Hill. So it's across Franklin Street on Elliott from like Village Plaza and stuff like that. So just on the other side there, up that road a little bit, is the sixth case in North Carolina of a church offering sanctuary to an individual who is facing deportation. And in this case, she is from Greensboro, as you said, been here since 2002. Has four children, three of whom are United States citizens, and is now taking sanctuary in the church here in Chapel Hill. So it was a really powerful message today that we were hearing from a lot of different perspectives on this, the faith leaders at those churches, and also from the North Carolina Council of Churches. Jennifer Copeland was there today to announce the formation of the North Carolina Sanctuary Coalition, where they are working to get other churches kind of in line and ready to take individuals who may be facing deportation, because just for background here, ICE agents, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, will not go into a church and remove anyone from there. So it very literally is providing the sanctuary for Rosa Del Carmen Ortiz Cruz in this case. She's been here again since 2002. She's been in Chapel Hill at the sanctuary since this weekend.
Okay. And I mean, we've talked about this on the air actually fairly recently in the context of the ICE raids last week, that there were churches in the area that could potentially offer sanctuary. But it's a difficult decision for someone to make to do that, because once you're in that building, you can't leave.
And, you know, I was thinking about this today of the kind of making this public.
Just
because now it's out there. Every news outlet locally across the region was there reporting on this today. So it's a known fact of where she is and those kinds of things. And I'm sure that's a scary feeling to be in that situation overall, but especially in the public light of this. But that was a separate intentional choice, you know, to go forward with this and to show support in some ways and to let people know that this is happening in our community. Mark Davidson, the Reverend, the pastor from Church of Reconciliation, talked a lot about the decision of the church to be a sanctuary church, you know, if you will, making that designation last year and then reaching out to other congregations and things and trying to get a coalition together. And he said locally there had already been 10 congregations and 100 volunteers in Chapel Hill trying to, you know, get involved in this in some way. And it may not be offering sanctuary physically at a location, but it could be volunteering in some other form or fashion and providing funds. I mean, it's a cost, obviously. And they took office space in this situation and turned it into living space and a janitor's closet and turned it into a place to take a shower and things like that. So where there's a will, there's a way was his wording on this.
What happened to the family? I mean, she's got four kids in Greensboro.
They're
so
in Greensboro. Yeah,
they're still in Greensboro.
They remained in Greensboro. Again, three of the children are U.S. citizens. She's got three children, a 19-year-old, 13-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 7-year-old. Mm-hmm. So very young children as well, in the school system there in Greensboro as well. It was a large, broad group today showing support. Of course, this is all in the context of those ICE raids that happened last week, that the numbers that we got today was that there had been at least 30 people across Orange and Chatham County who had been detained. And that is a significant increase from even where we were last week. The Asheville Citizen Times published numbers today saying that there had been 40 people, I believe it was, across the state of North Carolina that ICE had confirmed they had detained in this last
stretch. And the Associated Press story said the same thing about 40 across the state.
So, the numbers are increasing. This is all happening as Jeff Sessions was in Raleigh today, the Attorney General. He was talking about the opioid crisis, but this has clearly been a point that's been in the conversation a lot more during the Trump administration, this federal administration, with Jeff Sessions as Attorney General as well. There were a lot of complaints today, complaints about just the process of how this is being carried out and whether people are being granted due process rights and things like that. And that was one of the things that they emphasized over the weekend at the Carborough Century Center during the Faith ID drive put on by El Centro Hispano, talking about, we had Eleazar Posada from El Centro on with us, putting it in very simple terms of everybody has rights in these types of situations. So we'll continue to see how this develops. I do think it's interesting to see churches stepping into the public light on this, I guess, a little bit more. I think that has got a weigh pretty heavily as well of not only taking the action, but then, you know, kind of going forward and putting a call to action to other churches as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll keep following all that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much. Mm-hmm.